This isn't about me, and frankly, it's not about Republicans. This is about saving the future for our kids and our grandkids. And the only way this is going to happen is that, in fact, have a conversation. What the president said today was, if there's unconditional surrender by Republicans, he'll sit down and talk to us. That's not the way our government works. I will say it was a pleasant conversation, although I have to say I was disappointed that the president refuses to negotiate. The House has passed four bills. Four bills to fund our government and provide fairness to the American people under Obamacare. Each of those four bills was rejected by the United States Senate.
And so it goes on and on and on. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. That's the voice of John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. And here we are for another edition of America Tonight. We're talking about who has the upper hand, truly. Does anybody have the upper hand? Is it the Prez? Is it the Democrats? Is it the Republicans? Are the Democrats waiting with bated breath for John Boehner to give in and take a vote? Because the Democrats insist if Boehner were to take a vote on a clean bill not attached to anything, that it would go through, that there would be enough votes. They are busy in the White House working the phones, trying to see who is going to vote and who isn't. So they do have a little bit of a tally. Boehner has the key to ultimately what the president wants to unlock, and that is this vote in the House on a budget. One of the proposals, make it clean, get it done. You heard Boehner there. He said it was a cordial conversation when he was at the White House, but there is no negotiating going on. And Boehner insists there are not the votes in the House to pass what's been dubbed the clean bill to reopen the government. He says the votes are not in the House to pass a clean debt limit. And the president is risking default by not having a conversation with us. The president's people, behind the scenes, like I said, they're working the count, and they say the count is in their favor. The White House is convinced that Boehner is a smart, reasonable guy, and he's not going to tank the economy by blocking the vote. October 17th is the day to look at, because that's the deadline. That's the debt ceiling deadline. I mean, when we smash against it, basically, and we're getting out the cash, the $30 billion that's on hand and the revenue that comes in daily. This has happened before. The clock ticked and ticked, and then be right before it was midnight. Like Cinderella, they fled, they cut a deal, and they were done. Nobody turned into a pumpkin, but that was then. In the last couple of years, remember 2011. It's a little bit different this time around. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen, does it? So who's bluffing? It is like a card game. Who's the biggest bluffer at the table? Is it Boehner? Is it the president? Is it somebody else? Some of the polls say that Americans would hold the Republicans responsible if there's big fallout, and that they would pay the price at the polls. But do you think that's true? Or do you think it's the Democrats? Or do you think there's enough blame to go around? It's interesting because I think all the chips are on the table. Somebody's going to walk away with the pot, but I'm not sure who it is at this point. It depends. It changes daily. It changes daily. You know, there's no doubt that the air that we're breathing in Washington is partisan, partisan, partisan. It is. What happens with the independents? What happens with the moderates? What happens next time around? In an election cycle after this nonsense. You know, we're into day 9 of this. Day 9. Think about that, day 9. And once the furlough, let's say, of the people is completely over, and this whole thing gets tied up, guess what? There's been weeks of work that hasn't been done, but that they're going to demand they get paid for. And already it's been said that they're going to be paid retroactively. Now, if you work for the government and you're stuck in this scenario, you need that money, right? After 2 weeks. Because you're the middle class person stuck in the middle of this. But what does that say for us, the taxpayers, that we're paying for this? It doesn't give me a warm feeling. I don't know about you. And the problem goes back to the same thing. 10 years of no budget and trying to stumble around and saying that they just couldn't get a budget done. You got to be kidding me. To me, that's the first place where we start. You have all this time to get a budget done and you can't get a budget done. 10 years in a row, we do the same thing over and over again. I don't think so. So if Boehner falls, the vote doesn't happen, I wonder who the next speaker will be, because there's going to be another speaker. And if there is another speaker, could it be somebody like Ted Cruz? Because he's flying up the ladder on one sector of the Republican piece of the pie. Or, if you're forecasting this, and we're at the poker table, all the chips are in, are the Republicans going to lose the House in 2014? Have they miscalculated how the country's going to react to this holdout when it comes to the shutdown? Are they going to get blamed for it? Because after all, if you say, okay, well, I'm somebody who's part of the Tea Party, there are only so many Tea Party people to go around. And the Republican Party is in different factions, just like the Democrats. You have your moderates, you have your extremely off the charts liberals, and then you have some Democrats that could practically be Republicans or old school Republicans, and you know how the Republican Party is. There's 4 or 5 different factions. So it is a wicked game of politics and poker. It's very much like poker. And in the middle, we're the spectators. We're in the cheap seats watching, salivating over all that money in the middle that they keep playing with. You know when you watch those poker things late at night and they talk about, oh, they just want a million, and they're putting all their chips in. Our chips are in, but we can't control what's going on with our chips. We can control it when it comes to our vote, but we're nowhere near that at this point. So what's the outcome? What's the river card going to show us? What do you think? Are we really going to kick it past the debt ceiling and not lift it? Is it going to go all the way that extreme through October into November? Play this out for me. Sit at the table. Predict what happens here and how you feel about that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Back in a sec. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I like to see you look right across the floor.
Let's fund our government, let's fund our vital priority, and let's listen to the American people and stop the number one job killer in this country that is Obamacare. We can work together with bipartisan compromise, but we can only do so if both sides come to the table.
I like to make my food.
The future Speaker of the House, Ted Cruz. I don't know that for sure. But he definitely has some fans. A senator from Texas who's not afraid to shy away from what he believes, whether some people think he's off the hook and it's extreme, he moves the needle. And so he is trying to move the needle and saying, listen, this Affordable Health Care Act, let's listen to what the people are saying. Somebody told me today that in Milwaukee, they haven't been able to enroll one person because they've had so many glitches. So there have been problems so far with Obamacare and the enrollment process, and there's problems with people getting notifications that their premiums are going sky high and that their deductible is incredible. It's like $10,000 or whatever. So a lot of people are not thrilled with it. However, there have to be some that think that this is going to work. And one of them is Kathleen Sebelius, the Health and Human Services Secretary, who believes that this is just a little chink in the armor, if you will, and it's convenient that they can jump on this politically at this point. She's not saying that publicly, but saying that it's going to get all ironed out at, and, you know, that this is what, this is something amazing and this is something that finally, will be here for all Americans. But so far it's off to a rip-roaring thud because of, in some states, the huge problems with trying to enroll for number one. She was on The Daily Show, and if you know The Daily Show, it's a whole cut-up thing with Jon Stewart. He's got great writers, and he's funny himself. And anyway, he just railed on Sebelius and talked about that they were open for business October 1st, but, you know, how could there be so much incompetence? And she said, well, you know, the website rollout started a little rockier than we'd like, but we've been working to make improvements. It's better than it was yesterday. It'll keep getting better. Now, the problem is the sign-up websites were offline for most of the weekend. They were trying to fix the glitches that caused the delays for the people who tried to enroll in this. And hundreds of thousands of accounts have been created, and it's, you know, so it's off the chain with people trying to get in, but it's also careening off the tracks because they can't get in. In fact, what John Stewart says, if I'm an individual that doesn't want this, it would be hard for me to look at a big business getting a waiver. And he said, I would feel like you're favoring big business because they lobbied you, but you're not allowing individuals that same courtesy. So, of course, he was joking and he was talking about it, but he was right because he's pointing out what's happening here, that it's not smooth, that it's, you know, it's not working, that it's not, that it's this whole idea, this market-based strategy is kind of falling apart. And this is what Ted Cruz says is the problem, that what Obamacare is going to do to people and how crippling it's going to be to people is why they wouldn't want their representatives to vote for it with the health exchanges that aren't so far not are proving to be pretty flawed at this point. And, you know, ultimately what's happening with some people with the current insurance they have and what they're having to pay. So is it that flawed? Do you think that the idea of affordable health care is just an impossibility in a country where we can't seem to get it right? We can't seem to have this conversation. The Republicans started the conversation about health care. They started the conversation about health care for everybody and getting people insured. And this was decades ago. So we go from that to nothing happening, to bickering back and forth, to now affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare. They're embracing it as Obamacare. And look how it's twisting things up already. So what's interesting to me is, I happen to see this today, is it just that we are too dumb? So we're electing maybe people that in some ways are dumber than us. This came out of something I read today about there was this new global competitiveness where they tested Americans and they tested adults in Japan and Canada and Australia and Finland and other countries. And the countries I just mentioned, all scored significantly higher than the United States in three areas on the test. Do you know what they were? Okay, beyond reading and math, they were tested on calculating mileage reimbursement, like if you were a salesperson, sorting email, comparing food expiration dates on grocery store tags, things that you would do. So not only did the American score poorly compared to the international types, it just showed how big the gap is between the high and the low skilled workers and how hard it is to move ahead, they say, when your parents haven't done so. The study was called the Program for the International Assessment of Adult Competencies, and they found that it was easier on average to overcome some barriers to literacy overseas than in the United States of America. You know, they tested 166,000 people from 16 to 65 in 20 countries. Now, of course, we could say, well, maybe we're just bad test takers. Italy, Spain, they didn't do very well either. I mean, they're riddled with unemployment, and they're having all kinds of problems, and they're having to cut education and all that sort of stuff. Finland, Denmark, Netherlands, they did well. Those people have job training, continuing education, all that kind of stuff. And as we live paycheck to paycheck and stringing jobs together and what the median hourly wage is, this is where it started to show up on this test, and it started to make me think about this. Oh, look at the people that we're electing. And I love the biggest excuse or apologist, excuse maker or apologist, I think, among cabinet members is the education secretary, Arne Duncan. He, of course, once this test comes out, he says, he throws out a statement and says that we need to find ways to reach more adults to upgrade their skills, that no matter how hard they work, adults will be stuck, unable to support their families and contribute fully to the country. Well, whose fault is that? We scored toward the bottom in problem solving in technology-rich environments. Really? Because everybody else is kicking us. Japan, Sweden, Norway, England, Ireland, Poland, they're killing us. We had the lowest, one of the lowest rates of computer skills. Even just using a mouse. Are you kidding? Just using a mouse. So we're going to have a tough time catching up, folks, right? And then we have stuff like what's going on in D.C., just proving the point. Maybe it's that we're electing dumb people. Or not enough smart people who can figure out the math, who can figure out how to get ahead with technology so that we're on par with Japan and Canada, for goodness sake, even, and Australia and Sweden and Norway. Is that not crazy? The average scores in math range from 246 in Spain to 288 in Japan. You know what the U.S. average was? 253. We were below 18 other countries. Wow. That's crazy. And the problem-solving thing, the U.S. score was 277, below 14 other countries. We have a problem. And I think this test, for what it's worth, just proves that probably we're electing those people. That U.S. adults are dumber than the average human. And I think that's the people, some of the people anyway, that we're pulling from. Because they can't seem to get the math right. It must be that. Who holds all the cards? What do you say? Coming up later this hour, by the way, we can count. I try. I try to count, folks. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Swing with me. I'll meet you on the other side.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We're not going to calm predators until they see Speaker Boehner call up a bill that reopens the government and authorizes the Secretary of the Treasury to pay our bills on time. The United States always has paid its bills, and it will do so again. But I think they're not just looking at what I say. They're looking at what Congress does. And that ultimately is up to Speaker Boehner.
Boy, they're putting all the heat on Boehner. That's the president. He had a press conference. Sort of a non-press conference, where he talked for almost an hour, and it was all about this whole thing of what's happening and measures that are being put in place and all that kind of thing. Not specifics, but that was one of the things that the Treasury Department was working on. I guess he's tossing it to Jack Lew, who has to testify in the Senate Finance Committee in front of them on Thursday. And by the way, I don't think Ted Cruz, as a senator, is giving up his Senate seat anytime soon to actually take over the mantle of Speaker of the House. Probably Eric Cantor ends up in that spot, maybe. Although he may be, he probably would be the person who could step into that role, because I think Boehner bounces out of it depending on what happens here. I mean, if he sticks to the script and says, you know, that there's not... Well, stays with the demand that there's changes to Obamacare and there's no shift in any kind of focus there and whatever, and the spending cuts and what and all that rolled into it, then I think that Boehner, again, depending on what happens with the government, I think he probably gets bounced from that spot and maybe Cantor comes in. Perhaps. Perhaps he comes in. Matt Johnson was chomping at the bit to tell me. Matt, were you putting me in that pile of dumb Americans? He ran away. Did you run away? All right, so here's the deal. Senator Cruz is saying he's standing with the American people against Obamacare by voting against cloture on legislation that ultimately would allow funding for the health care law to go into effect. He was one of, he was only one of 19 senators to do it. And that's what they're saying, that this guy has the courage and the conviction to stand up. And he knows this. Either people, he's one of these guys that people either love him or they hate him, and hate him in the sense that they think he's gunking up the works. And partially this shutdown is because of him and the demand of defunding Obamacare, because then also in the Senate you have Mitch McConnell and others who are saying, yeah, no, you know, we need to keep the government open. And they, in fact, they're trying to kind of avoid having too much of that conversation. But the Senate was never, is, there's not the numbers there. So the Senate isn't the thing that's in doubt. It's the House that is. And that's why Obama keeps referring to Boehner, Boehner, Boehner. He's the head guy. He's the speaker. And he's the one that comes out in front and addresses every day what's happening. And the latest thing with Boehner is we just have to sit down and resolve the differences, and that there's nothing on the table and there's nothing off the table. And, you know, this is it. This is where we're at, and we're not moving. And Boehner says that Obama's position on the fiscal crisis is just not sustainable, that it's not sustainable. But I keep using the poker analogy because somebody eventually has to fold. I mean, for goodness sake, somebody at some point has to. I mean, how long does that continue? Do we really think, do you believe, if you're hoping and you see that there's problems with this new health care law, do you honestly think that there are the votes in the House that if a vote was taken, there would be what they're calling this clean bill, and it would not be attached to spending cuts and defunding Obamacare, and that would be the end of it? Or is that just part of that happy rhetoric back and forth? And see, therein lies the biggest problem. And with the Senate absolutely already done and through with this, there's nothing that's going to happen with the Senate. It's with the House. It is all on the House's shoulders as to what vote, if they took a so-called vote, what would happen? Because the Republicans are introducing a bill that would create the negotiations that Boehner is calling for. The bill would have a team of House and Senate lawmakers, basically, from both parties to start talks on the debt ceiling and other fiscal problems. The bill would also ensure pay for essential government employees who are working through the partial shutdown. But Democrats are saying, forget it, it's just like that super committee where we didn't reach an agreement to stop the spending cuts for the sequester, if you remember that. Oh, remember the super committee? The super committee was the super fail safe. I mean, there was nothing that was happening there. So would a new committee on debt ceiling produce any kind of results whatsoever? I don't think so. It'd just be more wasted time. Which, by the way, this is also what's happening. So while the lack of a budget for the 10th year in a row continues, and this crisis looms, and all the conversation about the debt ceiling, all the work that's happening is not on things that are important, or that are also important to Americans. I mean, forget the whole idea of even discussing the pipeline, the XL pipeline, or forget the idea of the whole immigration reform that the Democrats were really pushing to begin with, and then was picked up as well back and forth with the Republicans. There's nothing immigration-wise that is passing or changing before the end of the year. And when it's all said and done, do you know that this Congress, both chambers, by the way, so not to confuse you, the Senate and the House will have passed less than 17 laws. Now, I'm not all for let's have 1,000 laws that make no sense, but for goodness sake, what are they doing? And the irony of it all is they're not governing, they're arguing over numbers. And apparently, we're not very good at numbers, based on what I told you. And it's just one study, but based on that study about how poorly Americans did in that research for the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And that part of the problem was this economic crippling that has a lot of people tied up in the United States, and that we are terrible at technology. And that we're not terrible, but we're pretty low on the list. And when it comes to math, we're not much better. That makes sense because that goes along hand in hand with math, the whole technology thing. And then it makes me think, but wait a second. We have super incredibly smart people in this country that have designed things, built things from scratch, worked in their garages. But these are the people that don't want to go into government. They're smart enough to realize who wants that. So while we're gearing up for this debt ceiling fight, where Harry Reid says he's ready on one side in the Senate and Ted Cruz on the other, and we're waiting to see what happens October 17th, nothing in between is happening. Nothing is getting done, and this is your tax money. When you pay your taxes, you look at that paycheck, when you pay your taxes at the end of the year, when you're paying daily with your pound of flesh, this is what you're paying for. We don't even get a good seat to this. This is what we're paying for. It's just this wasted hot air coming out of D.C. And I feel like a broken record, and I want to just keep pounding the same thing about the government shutdown as we're in day 9. But the effects of this, it's across the board. Every single one of us will be touched by this. I mean, all this screwing around is messing with us. It is. And it's just, depending on your situation, depends on how damaging it is. And how embarrassing is this to have a government that for 10 years can't balance a budget? How much time do you need to balance a budget? Can you imagine? I'd be stuck if I hadn't balanced my budget in 10 years. Are you kidding? Who knows what I'd be paying in interest on credit cards or whatever else? What kind of mortgage I would have? At some point, you just have to fish or cut bait. So something has to change here. Something has to give. And I don't think there is any way that this president is going to negotiate away Obamacare. He's not going to do it. They say 40,000 New Yorkers signed up for insurance on the state's health exchange in the first week. That topped enrollment in other states. They estimate that 1 million of the 2.7 million uninsured New Yorkers will get coverage. So who's wrong and who's right? 855-266-5283. We'll throw in your calls. Plus, we can count in our last segment of this Hour of America Tonight.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Because I have to prove to you that I can count, just like I believe many of you can count, despite what we've recently heard. So here's the thing. Topping this edition of We Can Count, I thought better of going back to a government story and instead telling you about something completely different. How about this? You want the good news or the bad news for e-cigarettes? You know, I've actually gotten some emails from some of you who participate in the whole e-cigarette thing and say that it's been kind of a good thing for you because you've gotten away from nicotine. You know, you've been able to kind of wean yourself off of it. So there are a lot of defenders of smokeless tobacco. The European Parliament in France has approved comprehensive tobacco regs to curb smoking in Europe. But the rules there include a ban on menthol cigarettes and new restrictions on electronic cigarettes. How about that? It's hotly debated in Europe, different from in the United States. In fact, in the first quarter of 2013, according to Kantar Media, spending on e-cigarette advertising went up to $15.7 million. There's your number. Up from $2 million in the same period last year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration isn't going to regulate electronic cigarettes as medical devices, but They have set a deadline to begin the process of regulating them as tobacco product by the end of October. But that deadline could be pushed back and probably will be because of a government shutdown. So how about that? The government did make its way into the story, but only because of the pushback on e-cigarettes. So it's interesting that they're having strict limits on advertising in Europe, but so far it hasn't happened in the United States, but you can bet it will happen, that it's going to be much more controversial. And as I said, so many of you, coincidentally, are fans of e-cigarettes because you've written me notes about it. All right, I want to tell you about this story about a couple that have been together for 63 years and they died hours apart. They died hours apart. So check this out. There is something to this. Jerry and Edith Dunn of Spanish Fork were both born in 1931. And since high school, they barely spent any time apart. Jerry Dunn died in his sleep. Edith Dunn took her last breath hours later. Just this past week, they were buried side by side in Utah. And Jerry, a member of the American Legion, was given full military honors. He was a U.S. postman who was a Korean and Vietnam War vet. Apparently, he knew the end of his life was near. He wasn't afraid to die. And he went first, they say, leading the way for his wife, who wasn't doing quite as well. How about that? They died of natural causes. That's what the death certificates say. So there is something to that whole true love thing, I think. And the fact that they were together for such a long period. Can you imagine one of them actually living on while the other partner passed away after being inseparable for such a crazy, crazy long period of time? All right, this one might infuriate you, maybe not. A state appeals court on Tuesday in San Jose, California, tossed out child abuse findings against a frustrated Northern California mother. You know what she did? She spanked her 12-year-old daughter hard enough with a wooden spoon to cause bruising. So the 6th District Court of Appeals reversed the child abuse determination made earlier by a social services department out of another county. The social workers said they wanted to report Veronica Gonzalez to the State Department of Justice's child abuse database with a substantiated abuse of determination, but it was held up by a trial judge. They were saying that the mother's frustration with her daughter's behavior, that's what it was about. It wasn't intended to inflict harm. This happened back in April of 2010, but the spanking weighed heavily with the whole ruling thing. And what was happening is she was taking away her phone to persuade her to do her homework and avoid the whole gang culture thing. That's the rest of the story, because they were surrounded by gangs in the neighborhood. So she was trying to prevent that from happening. We move from that story to this one in Kentucky. The Kentucky Athletic Sanctioning Body there has ordered a couple of high schools not to conduct post-game handshakes in all sports following more than 24 confrontations in the past 3 years. So what the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, you know, they always have one in every state, what the commissioner ruled was they wouldn't refer to specific fights or conduct, but they say that a lot of the fall sports had post-game problems and with the fists flying and all that kind of stuff. So they decided that it was better that they didn't shake. with the playoffs around the corner and the possibility of the shaking hands and being emotionally charged, they say, here's your number. If you have 75 players shaking hands, you better know what's going on. So no shaking of the hands after the games. Wow, how about that? Because they were having way too many problems. All right, this one might infuriate you, might not. No, I think it'll make a couple of you pretty upset. There are people that live in a Florida city who have had the God Bless America signs posted on their front lawns for months. And they were ordered. This is out of Tampa Bay. They were ordered by local Tampa officials to take them off the property, off their property. There are about 300 signs, and this was they've been there for a long time, since 4th of July, so it's been months. They say the city only permits residents to display signs during major holidays, and they're going to crack down on the displays. There was one veteran who said, I can't believe it. Why can't I display my love for my nation by putting a sign up that says, God bless America? So the city code enforcement division notified some of the people that live there that their temporary sign ordinance has been in place for 13 years and already allows for some exceptions for yard displays. They say they can have the signs out on holidays that are relevant, but they can't have them sitting out there the entire time. That would be against city code. And there's still some people that don't understand, why do I have to take my sign in? Why can't I display my sign? I just don't get it. And finally, this was a big story. An undercover cop was among six people arrested in an SUV assault. This made huge national news. The cop who was off duty when he was picked up on video pounding on an SUV as a biker rally spiraled into violence. He was picked up. He surrendered. Wojcik Raskok surrendered to face not riot and criminal mischief charges, rather. And he was expected to make a court appearance coming up on Wednesday. So far, they're saying that he was just part of a group. A lawyer released a statement saying that. But there was a whole motorcycle group that got out of control in Manhattan and ended up with one motorcyclist run over and the driver dragged from his SUV and beaten on the street. So six people arrested, four bikers criminally charged. Wow. Including the cop.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.